Photography. During the fiesta, the square where the town hall is located is packed with people, all intent on enjoying the Moors and Christians fiesta. These include the festeros wearing their colourful costumes and brandishing their weapons, along with the white-suited musicians and their instruments, not to mention the array of market stalls selling sweets, dried fruits, and ice cream, whilst the crowds enjoy every minute of it. Once the entrada, or the entrance procession, has finished, the different comparsas, or troops, form up into squadrons with the leader at the front. Everyone, festeros and public alike, stare up at the top of the mock castle and wait with bated breath. The festeros are adorned in their striking costumes, whilst the public is attired in their Sunday best. The moment of expectation is frozen on their faces, whilst their eyes glisten with emotion. Over their countless heads in the background flies the banner which presides over the casino balcony and the headquarters of the Society of Festeros of the Holy Christ of Agony. This is, without doubt, a moment packed with evocative memories. The Moors and Christians fiesta used to be an excuse for many local people to pose for a portrait in the photographer's booth. Without realizing it, the festeros of the days gone by have left us with a rich photographic historical record that allows us to admire the costumes once worn by the comparsas, and view the people who were important to the social and political life of the town at the time, or who were just ordinary townsfolk. For example, the girlfriend who proudly wore the costume of her boyfriend's comparsa, the mother and daughter who presented a photo to their father, or the children and grandchildren who gave photos to their parents or grandparents, or groups of festeros who posed in the photographer's studio for the simple pleasure of having a memento of the fiesta. Whatever the reason, these photographs are a living record of the fiesta and often the only one that remains today. From 1839 onwards, there was no more seductive view on the fiesta than those photographic plates taken by the itinerant photographers who roamed the streets armed with their enormous cameras mounted on heavy wooden tripods. Photography became a witness immortalizing the people for posterity, as well as capturing the events and the scenes from our fiesta. The earliest photographs were taken in a studio, but later the street became the natural setting where sequences from the festivities could be captured in a process that continues up to this day with digital and computer imaging. In short, photography has continued to be the most accurate record of the fiesta throughout the years.